number 19 is also from the Director of Audits. It's a status report on the additional structure and emphasis needed to improve Milwaukee County's recycling efforts.
Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, we have seen some progress since the audit of our recycling efforts, but I think the most significant progress will be made, again, as with the last item, in the coming year where this current administration has made a commitment to issues of sustainability. That was reflected with the creation of a full-time position in the coming year. And I would just suggest to you that you this is an informational report, and we will work with the incoming sustainability director to keep the county's efforts on the right path.
Thank you. Supervisor DeBrun.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I agree with the concern under recommendation number 11 on page 6. I think it's also referenced in the overview, you know, the about the unpaid county staff currently shredding confidential files. And I note that DHS feels that they are okay, but that audit does not concur, especially given the recent theft. And I'm wondering if the update with the confidentiality agreement, it wasn't really clear to me, does that now mean that audit, it looks like audit still thinks more needs to be done. Is that correct?
Mr. Chairman, yes. And let me just expand on my comments about going forward. Part of the situation that we have here is because HHS has actually been more aggressive than the rest of the county in doing their own recycling efforts. To the extent that we can coordinate this countywide and get better protocols and more countywide control and coordination of these efforts, I think we can get to a greater level of comfort in terms of who's actually handling county paper. So we do have that concern. Obviously, they haven't had, in their view, an experience that warrants any change, but we think as part of a more coordinated countywide effort that the new sustainability director can be brought on board in terms of how we need to do this with all departments, how we need to do it in a way that is respectful of confidential information. So we're not backing off on it. We're just moving it to a different venue of working with the new sustainability director to advance the concern that we have in the report.
I guess I'm still concerned about it because, first of all, I'm glad they haven't had an incident. I think that's very positive for that department and for their own internal processes. So I'm not trying to take away from that. But if we do have an incident, given that there's still identified risk out there, I think that would just be a nightmare. Also, now that audit has found this and identified it, the fact that it's not corrected means we have additional liability for that risk. So even though I'm not trying to take away from the department, I think that there's a broader county concern with this, and I'm just not clear on your response. Like, how confident are you that your recommendations will be implemented versus, you know, waiting to see how the new person pulls it together and whether there needs to be additional action by this committee to make sure? Because you've now identified this risk. It's in DHHS. I would if we actually had it and the risk was identified but not fixed, I think we're in a lot more trouble than if it had never been identified at all.
That is a downside of having a transparent organization. I do get it. Well, let me offer this because we have suggestions about how we might move forward, but obviously you drive the train, and I think your concern is legitimate. We have a new HHS director. I met with him yesterday for the first time, and I find him refreshing and engaged. I think he wants to work with us to make sure that this government's run the right way. So what I could suggest to the committee is that we could revisit this recommendation with Director Colon and come back to you either formally in the next cycle or informally with a correspondence to the committee members about where they stand as of his assessment of what needs to happen there. And clearly we would offer our views on that as well.
Then I request a formal report back.
It shall be done.
Because I think it should be documented. If it really isn't necessary, there should be a conclusion by county government that it isn't necessary. And if it is, then we should move forward.
This is pertaining to what point on his
audit? Now, report recommendation number 11.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Next item, Madam Clerk.
Do you have a time frame when you want that item to come back?
Next cycle. I don't have any problem with that.